I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a volcanic island roughly halfway between Alaska and Russia. An eruption a year ago coated the island in a thick layer of searing hot ash. And as far as scientists knew at the time, nothing survived. Now people are returning to explore the island. Among them is University of Alaska entomologist Derek Sykes. And he joins us by satellite phone from his ship, the Tekla. Derek Sykes, where are you?
I'm en route from Great Sitkin to Kasatochi in the middle of the Aleutians.
Kasatochi Island, also known as Kasatochi Volcano in Kasatochi, is the answer to the GeoQuiz. Kasatochi is one of the Aleutian Islands dividing the Pacific Ocean from the Bering Sea. And Dr. Sykes, being an entomologist with the University of Alaska, why are you interested in a place where there aren't any bugs anymore or anything alive at all?
Well, we've actually been surprised to find there are a few survivors. We found a number of interesting things in some burrows. There were a couple species of flies living on the beach. The botanists have found something like between 11 and 18 plant species are returning. Basically, the roots survived and the plants are coming back. There were a few cliff areas that acted as shadows for the ash. And so in these small pockets, we're finding a few survivors. But in general, the place is devastated.
Tell us what this new landscape looks like. I mean, it's not like Pompeii in Italy where there were residences. It must look like a moonscape or something.
It is. It's like another planet. All the islands here are covered in green vegetation. They're really beautiful. Kasatochi is just this brown ash mud, incredible erosion patterns. And it's all just this moonscape. Really, never been in an environment like this.
So what are you looking for? I mean, aside from the surprises of actual living things that are still on Kasatochi, is there anything specifically that you're on the lookout for?
Well, we're documenting the rebirth of the ecosystem. So the species we're finding now, this is year one after eruption. We're just going to continue this survey work for decades and watch as species get added to the island. It's fascinating to see how an ecosystem builds itself. And with the insects, we're going to see them coming on drift, coming in, because there's a lot of wingless arthropods. There's centipedes, there's various wingless insects. But it all has to happen in a certain sequence. You can't really have the herbivores coming in until the plants are established. The predators can't set up shop until there's enough prey to feed on. Right now we're seeing no predators, just scavengers, feeding on seaweed and other detritus on the beach. There's also seeds coming out of the air.
You've described the island of Kasatochi as a pristine laboratory. What do you mean by that?
Well, islands are often called biological laboratories because you've solved one big problem from the mainland, and that's you've got this isolation, and that allows for speciation, and it allows for a simplification of the ecology. Kasatochi takes that to the extreme, in that we not only have the isolation, but we also have the entire ecosystem basically reset to zero. It gives us these opportunities to look at something that we almost never get to see. We always are looking at ecosystems that are much older, or the disturbance has been human-caused, and it's not this natural process that wipes out potentially the entire island.
Derek Sykes is an entomologist at the University of Alaska's Museum of the North. He's exploring Alaska's Kasatochi Island, the answer to today's GeoQuiz, and joined us from the ship that he's doing the exploration on. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You can see pictures of Kasatochi Island before and after the eruption at theworld.org.